Are you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't really think the Bible says a problem with marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Happy Labor Day, everybody. It's Crab Diving Live, hurtling at you from Los Angeles, California, Koreatown, U.S. of A. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. out here on the Pacific Coast. A wee little sea hair after 5 p.m. out on the Eastern Coast, if that's where your ear holes are sucking us in. If it ain't that time, you're listening to us as a rerun here on the Crab Diving Network 24/7, or you've downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes, at Stitcher, or at the awesomest place in the universe, crabdiving.com. We're going to be here for the next couple of hours. My name is Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. What up, America?
What up, America? This beautiful, wonderful, hot as fuck kind of here.
Yeah, it's warm again today.
Yeah, this whole week is supposed to be like a journey through Satan's elementary canal.
Nine!
From mouth hole to butthole.
Oh, yes. That's nice.
It's supposed to be good and hot this week.
Let me get up the glass coffee table, perv.
A little bit of eighth grade biology.
Oh, God. I hated science, dude.
Really?
I took biology. Well, no, I took that my 10th grade year, and I got a big fucking D. I just didn't, you know, I didn't understand any of it. And it's also, all of it's gross. That's the other thing.
Right.
Biology is disgusting.
Right.
It's gross.
It's not fun like chemistry where you mix shit together and watch it blow up and turn blue.
You know, chemistry isn't fun to me. That to me is like hell on earth. That's math meets science. It's the worst fucking
not
thing ever.
Not a fan of physics then either?
No, see, and I believe in science and all that shit. But I guess that goes against my atheism. I don't understand it, yet I believe in it. What is that then?
Well,
faith.
No.
That's faith.
It's not faith because there's facts to back it up. You don't necessarily need to know those facts.
Now, I'm no scientist.
Or have those facts at your tongue tip. But you trust those. Like, I can't, I don't know jack fuck all about black holes and stuff like that. But, you know, let Stephen Hawking tell us about that shit.
Jack fuck all.
I'll trust him on a lot of that. And, well, you know, the science says we don't know. That's the big difference, right, between religion and science. Science says we don't know. Religion says we do, and we're right and you're wrong.
You brought up Stephen Hawking or Stephen Hawking's. Which is it? Plural?
I think it's a king.
I think so, too. Hey,
without a Z.
Did we not talk about this on the show, why his voice has not been updated?
We have. He doesn't want to.
Oh, okay.
He doesn't want to.
I heard some fucking comedian talking about that last night at a show, and I was like,
Yeah, he said it's kind of become his thing now.
Yeah.
That's his voice.
Don't take away my thing, man.
It's
I'm Stephen Hawking.
Right.
And what would it be at this point?
Hello there. How is it going? When you circle a black hole and you divide three by infinity, then you...
I think it makes you sound smarter if you actually sound like a computer.
Like
if everything that came out of my mouth was like, hi, welcome to Crab Diving. My name is Ryan. Yeah.
What's up, Buck?
Right. I would sound like C-3PO. I would instantly sound smart.
Would it be bad if we ever interviewed Stephen Hawking to ask him to say bitty, 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 what's up, Buck, for us?
Well, he might appreciate it. Goes on.
Think he would get it?
People ask him all the time, like, hey, when's the world going to end? What up with cancer? How are we going to cure AIDS?
More
like,
fun.
Hey, can you do, what other robot voices do you do,
weirdo? Can you do Twink or Twink or Tweaker? Or
oh, it's Twink.
Twickle.
Twickle. My favorite robot from Buck Rogers is Twink.
Buck Rogers.
I love a Twink.
80s, right?
Yes.
Yeah. 80s. We'll try to.
Late 70s.
Well, thanks for joining us, ladies and gentlemen, on this Labor Day. We'll try to.
Labor Day intensive show.
Sprinkle references throughout.
Oh, shit.
of ancient television and ancient movies. And then, you know, we'll talk about some more recent ones, like from the 90s. We'll get to the headlines in a moment here. Hopefully you're having a good Labor Day. If you're at a big family picnic, hey, crank your phone or crank whatever device you're listening to us on, and really twist the panties of those white, angry relatives of yours. Right.
Can people download our show on their vape pin yet? Is that possible?
Maybe that's our merch. I'm sorry, I was sipping on a beer.
Oh, that's nice.
Perhaps we should, that should be merch. We can combine a streaming player with a vaporizer.
Yummy.
Pen.
Oh, that's trademark. Perfect. I love that.
We should do that. Go to Shark Tank.
Oh, yeah.
What do you think?
Hello, sharks. We have something you can get high on and also play an MP3. What do you think?
I mean, it's for herbal refreshment. And they're trying to ban e-cigarettes now. Did you hear that?
Oh, yeah. And by the way, none of those 1%ers on Shark Tank, they'd give a shit about, like, oh, it's herbal, it's healthy or something. They just want to know that they can sell widgets. They don't give a shit.
I thought a couple of them were pretty healthy. But that one guy, Robert, on the end, the kind of dandy dresser.
The dandy?
With the pink, yeah. The guy that wears pocket squares and shit.
I swear to God, he's had an ascot on the show. He wore an ascot.
It might be. he's in the news, right? He's just getting a billionaire divorce.
New mom.
And new mom. Oh, I believe there is new mom. So, we're going to be here for the next couple hours. We're going to point out a lot in the news, a lot of craziness, a lot of right-wing nut jobs are out, you know, at their Labor Day picnics, spewing their right-wing assholery and nut jobbery. for right now,
yes,
we could see what's going on in the news.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, high atop the Crab Diving Tower, Los Angeles, California. Dateline, September the 7th, 2015.
The year of our Lord!
These are your headlines. Over at the Commie Pinko. Man, I went Southside Chicago there. Commie.
Fuck you.
The Commie Pinko liberal.
Hey, suck my dick. Stupid.
Geo, Huffington Post. Did you say effete?
No.
The Commie Pinko
liberal.
It's
very effete.
Effete, Huffington Post.
It's a girly man paper.
There's a photograph of the quite dapper and fetching senior senator from Kentucky.
Yummy.
Turtlehead himself.
Yes.
But Mitch McConnell.
Oh, God.
It's Mitch McConnell.
I'm Mr. Personality. Kentucky. How the fuck did he even get into politics? How did anybody say, you know what? I think people will naturally like this guy,
right?
This antisocial bigot.
Some of these guys make it, and you really don't. You can't explain it.
Dude's
like,
got
there's no personality.
Yeah, he's got the personality of something that does not bleed.
Right. In the headline says, GOP plots global climate pact attack.
Shadow government.
We don't want to clean up this world, you know. Fuck that shit. Top Republican lawmakers. It's a Politico story.
Yes.
It says top Republican lawmakers are planning a wide-ranging offensive, including outreach to foreign officials. So they're going to be doing this, GOP-sponsored treason again. They fucking did it with this goddamn Iran deal when Tehran Tom.
God, imagine if the Democrats would have done that.
Right. Oh, my God.
Holy fuck.
They'd be burning in effigy in Alabama right now.
Strang them up.
Arkansas. I guess they're going to try to undermine President Barack
Hussein
Obama.
They'll never leave that middle name off.
Who's trying to reach some kind of an international climate change agreement.
Why wouldn't Barack just take that fucking middle name off his goddamn birth certificate? He supposedly
can't alter that birth certificate anymore than
it already
is. He forged
it anyway, right?
It's fake.
Hey, listen, there's a crease in it. Mm-hmm. To the people that say, hey, what about the crease? What do you say?
And you know, crease this. I got you crease right here. You know, he never went to college either, I'm sure. It's a big fake
Barack.
Thing. One of the idiots on our Facebook page. Hey, tweet us during the show if you want to contact us.
I'm looking at the tweets right now.
@crabdiving. Or if you want, you can follow us on the Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. One of our resident trolls,
yay,
was talking about, why won't he release his transcripts
yeah.
of college? First of all, I don't think many do. Like, he wants to see that, you know, he might have gotten a B minus in biology as a freshman. He wants transcripts. We've got his degree. He graduated from Harvard. Why do we need to see his transcripts?
I don't know.
He won't release them. He's stonewalling.
Right. And he's not white.
There you go.
That's the most important thing.
Utterly the most important
thing. He is black.
And the next one might have a vagina.
Oh, shit.
Which is apparently equally as terrifying to them.
Is it really? See, I don't know about that.
You're still going with.
I think there's nobody the GOP.
You think Barack greased the wheel a little bit? You think they're going to be nicer to Hillary?
No. I don't.
There's a permanent select committee on Benghazi.
Right.
For one reason.
Yeah.
To go after her.
Right.
And one reason alone.
It's sexism. Do you think there's any sexism involved with how the GOP handles Hillary?
Oh, probably. Sure. Sure. But she's been around long enough, too, that, you know, she's fought plenty of battles.
How many people in Mississippi are sitting, listening to, huddled around the fucking
their iPhone
speakers coming out of your fucking PC, listening to the crabs? They're like, I ain't voting for that bitch in 2016, no matter what. Why do you think she's a bitch? She just seems like one.
Yeah. She's a Clinton. You know they're evil.
Well, I mean, God damn, if you only saw pictures of her. In Drudge.
From Drudge.
You might not think she's a bitch, but you might think she's a fucking space alien. Those are the worst fucking photos ever.
Andrea Mitchell from MSNBC interviewed Hillary Clinton last week, and
yes.
She asked her, point blank, she said, you know, recent polls, when people say, what's the first word that comes to your mind when you think of Hillary Clinton?
Bitch.
They're saying words like, mistrustful, liar, cold.
Right.
I can tell criminal.
You, no. In Alabama and Mississippi, this is exactly what they say. When you say Hillary Clinton, this is what they think of. Fucking bitch.
Satan.
Bitch. That's it. I guarantee you. Sexist.
And
sexist.
But she said, how does that make you feel? And Hillary said, well, it doesn't make me feel good.
Oh, yeah.
But she hopes that
she
gets out there.
Do you think she goes on Drudge every day and just like, which shitty picture of me did you fucking use today, Matt?
Right. Probably. Yeah.
I wouldn't do it if I were her. I would unteach myself how to go on the internet if I was Hillary.
So apparently our Republican friends will be trying to go worldwide to scuttle any attempts.
Oh, shit.
That Barack Hussein Obama will try to reach any kind of, you know, let's help save the earth evil tyrannical agreement.
Right.
And just because they hate him. It's just because they hate him. They don't want him to have any kind of a legacy. They despise him so much.
Fuck you. That they can't deal with the fact that the best president in history is black.
Right.
Okay? That's the way it is. The guy's black, okay? And he did a lot of good things for people.
And you know it's not issues. There was another one of those polls or whatever where
polls.
They were walking around, not even a poll, but they were walking around and they were talking to people on the street who are Trump supporters.
Fuck you.
Or not Trump supporters, just, you know, Republicans, I think.
Right.
And they were saying to them, they were telling them policy, like, what do you think of this policy? What do you think of doing this way?
Yeah.
And they were like, oh, I like that. You know, not having to worry about paying different things for different organizations for your health care and things. But they were all Bernie Sanders talking points. But when they told these idiots that Trump was saying them,
right,
they agreed with them.
Oh, my God.
I agree with that. Yeah, we should have free college for everyone. Why not?
I don't think the founding fathers meant, like, when they wrote that Constitution, I don't think they meant to have, like, people that stupid vote. See, I think that guy
should
be
able to fucking vote. Weren't they going for landowners, some of them, in the beginning?
Intellectuals and stuff, right? I mean,
yeah.
Do we need that guy voting?
Well, we can't do that.
Why? Again, I don't understand this. Everybody takes the same standardized fucking test. If you score above a 70, congratulations. Go vote. Below, stay home.
Then they decided to put in that we're all created equal thing.
Well, I would like to think so. Listen, I think we are, sure. But how do you account for, how do you account for people being so fucking stupid? Like, what? That guy that got bit in the face and nearly died. He got bit by a rattlesnake because he tried to take a selfie of himself holding a fucking rattlesnake.
Correct.
Okay. He gets to go to the polls and vote.
Right.
On important issues using his brain power.
Right.
It seems like that's questionable about brain. And it's stupid, you know. And
we just need to figure out a way to educate our less...
our youth or something?
Ignorant. No. I mean, our less informed brethren.
Oh, please. I know you don't believe that. Well, I mean, you meet some people.
Better, some of them.
Well, right. But you meet some people that are so fucking dumb. What are you going to do for them?
Oh, that's absolutely true.
Let me re-educate you. You have to give them drugs, a lobotomy.
Speaking of, let's dumb it down, shave a few hundred points off your IQ.
Fuck you.
Right. Shave a few hundred points. And crank the calendars back. Let's see what the drudgies are talking about. There's a picture of Jolting Joe Biden.
Fuck you.
It says Biden on fire.
Oh, really?
Fights for the workers. And then somebody says, give it a go, Joe. Apparently, a drudge hates Hillary Clinton so much also that they want to see her get Biden. Into.
They think Biden's going to split her vote.
They want to see Biden get in and tear her down.
Do you think Biden is going to cause Hillary problems?
If he runs, sure.
Yeah,
absolutely. Especially if he pulls the big Trump card and not Trump, you know. What I mean?
He's going to call her a Mexican rapist.
And has Elizabeth Warren as his running mate. If he announces that early enough.
Will he use Benghazi and Emailgate to his advantage, Joe?
He might use Emailgate.
Come on.
You might use Emailgate.
So trashy.
It's not going to be pretty. You know, that's what they're talking about is right now it's just a big love fest because Bernie doesn't run that way. He never has and won't.
Right. He's not going to put out shit ads.
And Hillary knows that.
He'll do whatever.
But not to Bernie.
Yeah.
Because she knows because he's taking the high ground, she would look like Twatface McGee if she went and was beaten on Bernie when he's sitting there saying, look, I got no problem with Hillary Clinton.
Do you think
we just disagree on certain things?
This is what I think Hillary.
That was Jackie Mason.
Oh, that's very good.
That was a little more Jackie Mason than Bernie.
It's too bad Jackie's not running. Do you think I think Hillary will do to Joe what Kelsey Grammer's character did to the governor of Illinois in Boss? I think he's going to create like a young Asian boy scandal or some shit like that.
Right. Yeah.
Who knows? I think the Clintons don't fuck around. I don't think they give a shit. I think you're an enemy you're an enemy.
But that's it. I think once Biden gets in, then there might be some scrapping.
Because if I was Barack Obama and say, hey, we want you to run for president. You're like, well, who do I run against the primary? It'd be like Hillary. No. You do that. You have fun. Have fun running against a Clinton.
Right.
I'm going to be over here minding my own fucking business.
Well, she didn't do great last time.
No.
Barack Hussein Obama beat her with
fuck
all of his dead people that voted.
Right. Oh, yes. All the massive voter fraud that was never.
Not that long ago, somebody on our Facebook page was like, oh, yeah, the only reason the Kenyan got in was because of all the fraud.
Ugh.
It's like, you got to be kidding me.
Yeah, fuck off. And also, if we're talking about Facebook and Twitter and social media, okay, gun freaks. Yes, okay, you're right. I'll just agree with you then every time I post something about guns. Guns don't kill people. It's everything but the gun, you stupid idiot.
Right.
My God. My fucking God.
A lot of gun action. You tweeted out something that said... You threw out the gauntlet. You're like, am I right?
Oh, yeah.
I
should have done that. I got all these cartoons.
Yeah, several of them were just like, no, you're not right. And there were cartoons and stuff.
Well,
the gun people are quite
reactionary. I tweeted out, this dude can eat a dick. # gun control guns. Jeb 2016. That's inflammatory.
But how scary is
I don't even know what that's about.
That some of the more reactionary assholes are the ones that are gun nuts.
Oh yeah, dude. It's right? Terrifying.
I mean, if the
fucking terrifying.
If the cloppers we make fun of,
right?
What are they gonna do?
I don't know. I mean,
what are My Little Pony people who dress as My Little Pony and fuck each other?
Don't make me start thinking about what those people are capable of, because those people are also capable of finding a horse suit that fits.
But My Little Pony
and
is
boning
all about
other people,
like rainbows and love, and kindness.
But still, they're horses that want to bang each
well,
other.
Well, you
can
still be kind and fuck each other.
I agree. Listen, I agree. I'm just saying, man.
The
clopper community is not to be fucked with,
right? Well, I don't know about that. I'm saying that the gun community are more terrifying to me.
Oh, yes.
If we got hate clopper mail.
Than the furries?
Yeah. If we got hate clopper mail, I would probably be really funny.
There's this guy in a teddy bear suit all mad at us. He has his crotch cut out and a little space for his butthole. That's a little flap.
Today, it says in CNN, it says, make no mistake about it.
God.
Joe Biden was definitely running. He hasn't launched a bid for president yet, but he sent a well-timed signal of exuberance and political vitality on Monday.
Exuberance!
Leaving reporters and Secret Service agents in his wake as he jogged through adoring crowds on Labor Day in Pittsburgh.
Okay.
The crowd was cheering, run, Joe, run. They said he was beaming and looking more
That's
joyful.
Awesome.
Than he hasn't since his horrible death of his son. He energetically trekked through streets, greeting well-wishers, who everybody seemed to love him. Everybody loves
Joe. I think Joe should not run. I think Joe should do something fun, man. He should apply for a job on the Jimmy Kimmel show. Let him sit in the chair next to Jimmy. And just,
let him co-host.
Yeah, just let him chat every once in a while. Are you kidding me? If the show's boring.
Get to hug all those actresses.
Oh, yeah. Oh, please. You get to throw it to Biden every now and then? Right. You don't think that's not going to be interesting?
What do you think, Joe?
Joe Biden, vice president, has to interview like Justin Bieber, Miley Cyrus. Right. Miley Cyrus comes out with those little weird things.
A couple of pieces of tape over her nipples.
Why are there potholders on your breasts?
Right. You talk about unflattering photos.
Yeah.
Drudge has that little section at the top.
Fuck you.
And there's a picture of Hillary Clinton, and it's horrible. And it says, down 9 in New Hampshire. Another headline says, bossy Hillary makes fans sign a loyalty pledge. I don't know what that means.
Oh, yeah. I would listen. If you're a crab diving fan out there, check your email. I'm sending you a PDF. It's a loyalty pledge to the crabs. You cannot listen to any other fucking liberal podcast except ours, okay?
Well, you got to listen to ours first.
They all suck, though.
They don't all suck.
No, they don't, but we're the best.
Well, of course we're the best.
We're the funniest, at least.
But they don't all suck.
Nobody's funny, though. They're all serious.
Right.
Jeez.
So that's the headline over at the Drudge Report. Pull my finger. Matt Drudge seems to be a little enthusiastic about the possibility of Joe Biden running.
I don't think Joe Biden should run, man. It just seems like a big suck fest. He just had all these horrible things happen.
Right.
I mean, that's, you know, it's not my place to tell him not to run, of course. But if he is seeking the opinion of at crab diving, I think don't run, right? Is that what we're saying?
I would. Yeah.
What doesn't he do like, you know, like when Mike Ditka got out of football, he opened a restaurant, Ditka's. Hugely successful.
Right.
Why doesn't Biden open a bar? It seems like it's a good fit.
I think
for
he
him.
Opened Ditka's while he was
Oh really?
While he was coaching.
That would be a great bar rescue. Joe Biden's restaurant. He's like, after a career in politics, he took all his retirement money, dumped it into a sports bar in downtown like Baltimore or something. And now he's $30,000 in debt.
You know, John Taffer comes in, right?
Yeah, it's failing because, you know, he's a politician. Why did he have the arrogance to think he could run like a TGI Fridays?
Right.
Hubris.
It's a different skill set.
Right. And John Taffer's yelling at Biden. He's like, Joe, I got somebody on the phone that you used to work for who's got some inspiring words. And it's Hussein. Yeah.
Oh,
Hussein. Something.
Okay. The soup comes in 6 gallons of this. It weighs almost 50 pounds.
Or he can sell survival food.
I want some pudding.
He could partner up with Jim Baker.
Apocalyptic pudding.
Apocalyptic pudding. We got a crab diving follow-up.
Crab diving follow-up.
She spent a weekend in jail.
Oh, shit.
Kentucky County. Which county is she? Davis County? No,
that's her name. Kim Davis.
The other guy is Davis County, though. Casey Davis, who was also refusing to give out.
Hazard County.
Is Davis County, but she's from Rowan County.
Rowan.
She has asked today an appellate court to force the governor to let her refuse to issue same-sex marriage licenses. She sought emergency relief from the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals, wanting an exemption from the governor's mandate that all county clerks issue marriage licenses.
Yeah, so just do it already. Except gay marriage is a thing, you know? You just have to accept it. That's all.
The Liberty Council, this heinous nonprofit legal group that's trying to turn us all into Christians.
Right. They want to turn this into the fucking Taliban. You know?
Said the founder. Oh, look, the founder got involved with her. If she's not being used as a pawn.
What is the founder? What is that?
Matt Staver, the guy who founded the Liberty Council.
Okay.
Said the governor's refusal to take elementary steps to protect religious liberties has now landed Kim Davis in jail. Which is, every person with a brain knows is crap.
Right.
That it has utterly nothing to do with religion, even. It's a civil process. We don't, we're preaching to the choir.
No, it's religion. It's man and woman.
Right.
God didn't make Adam and Steve. God didn't make shit, actually. I mean, if you want to, my point of view. That. I mean, I'm sorry.
So.
Photosynthesis. That's how it's created.
They're calling her a prisoner of conscience.
I think she's a prisoner of ignorance. What do you think about that?
Comparing her to comparing her to Rosa Parks.
Right.
To Martin Luther King Jr.
Yes.
They're comparing this hag to them.
Which is.
We tweeted out.
Lunacy.
That's
similar.
She's not Rosa Parks. She's George Wallace. Right?
Right.
She's on the wrong side.
Yeah.
She's trying to stand in the way of allowing people to have equal rights and equal access. She is George Wallace in the fucking school doorway.
Who is on the wrong side of history, correct?
Right.
Do you think most people from the South agree with you?
No.
Most people from the South have to think that Martin Luther King was on the right side of history. Like, he did a lot of good, right? Most people surely think that. Although we did do the story where a bunch of ninnies.
I just wish you weren't saying most. Yeah.
Yeah. It's just ninnies somewhere in Louisiana. They didn't want a half mile of road named after Martin Luther. What's his face?
Right. Because he'd never been there.
Martin Luther King never did nothing.
He never did nothing for us. And apparently they're really attached to the historical name of Colonial Drive.
Yeah, who gives a shit? Right? No, it's not even a name.
It's not like, even named after a person. It's like
Colonial.
Maple. Huh?
Colonial.
Right. It's like Oak Tree Lane or Maple. Yeah. Who gives a fuck?
No, it's historically.
Remember that one idiot who came up with some historical context for it?
He explained why
Colonial America.
Right. Hey, he explained to us why a street might be named Colonial. That's right.
And that's why it has historical significance. And when he really wanted to say, don't name it after that N-word.
The internet doesn't make people smarter sometimes. Sometimes it just makes dumb people feel like they have something to back up their facts with.
Which is kind of frustrating because, I mean, you have the world at your fingertips. And if you just go looking elsewhere and for other points of view. And I don't know, form your own fucking point of view instead of sitting there and taking the pablum from the Bible waivers.
Well, some of these people, who do you think we're dealing with down there? A bunch of brain surgeons forming their own opinion about shit.
I know.
They're not going to do that. They're just going to watch Fox and whatever Megyn Kelly vomits out of her fucking mouth. It's the truth. I sat on Fox.
Santa's white.
Ah! Oh, yeah. Duh, please. Says Jesus.
Did you see, I think it's on our Facebook, go to facebook.com/crabdiving, ladies and germs, the Mike Huckabee, who, man, he was not, I paid attention during the last election, right? And Huckabee, I don't remember Huckabee being this completely and utterly batshit, Christo-fascist.
Oh, no.
Crazy.
No, I remember him like trying to be more mainstream or something.
Well, you know, an old Garsh, you know. And you know, Andy from fucking Mayberry RFD, you know, or RFD was after Andy left.
Yeah.
And Ken Berry took over.
I mean, didn't Obama, when he was running, he had to talk about his faith, you know, because everybody thought he was a Muslim for some fucking reason. He said he's Lutheran.
Right.
But he was like, you know, really, that's kind of my personal business.
Right.
What happened to that? I mean, isn't it Huckabee's personal business what bullshit he believes in?
Well, Kennedy was...
So you have to broadcast it?
They didn't think Kennedy could be elected because he was Catholic.
Bernie and Hale!
Right?
Yeah, how dumb.
And he had to go out and say, you know, look, I'm not going to answer to the Pope. I'm going to answer to the Constitution, America, right.
Do what's best
for America.
Well, no one's answering to the Pope now.
Well, but now they're saying, right, fuck him. Yeah. That... Commie. But now they're saying you've got Glenn Beck's fake historian. There was I might have a clip of it here. Who, let's see if we can find this. This is David Barton.
Fuck you.
Who is been.
He's a colossal piece of shit.
And
correct.
Been utterly discredited. They took his fucking books off of Walmart shelves.
Because
it was so incorrect. And egregious lies.
So what, though? I mean,
he wrote a book about Jefferson, trying to make it look like Jefferson wasn't a deist, or wasn't even. I think he was an atheist. He was as atheist as one could be in 1700.
Fuck off.
In the 1700s. But
Bernie and Hale.
Look what he did to his Bible, the Jefferson Bible. He went in. He took out all the magic.
Fuck you. Right.
He took out the coming back from the dead part.
Well,
and he took out the raising people from the dead and walking on water and all the bullshit. And he made Jesus just a really cool dude who said really cool shit loving each other.
Was he still white? Did he change the color of Jesus?
Right.
It was like, come on. We're not ready for that.
Right.
Especially back then. Jefferson's like, I know you probably.
Jefferson just fucked black people.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. He didn't like them.
I mean, we don't know, man.
Well, right, we don't know.
I mean, I think the racism back then probably would have shocked us. Obviously. there's a whole race of people in chains. Oh, yeah.
Right. So here is a little bit. This is bizarre in several ways. This video. I know we're digressing.
But that's okay.
This is Glenn. It looks like Glenn fired up his iPhone.
Oh, shit.
You think Glenn has an iPhone?
Yeah. I fucking do. Absolutely. He has all the gadgets.
And they're in a van, and Glenn is like in the passenger seat, and it looks like Barton is in one of the rows behind him, sitting next to a woman who, throughout this whole conversation exchange, she's like staring. I don't know. It's really weird.
She didn't say anything.
She's like staring at the camera. But she looks really angry and terrified. It's really weird.
Is she a blow-up doll?
It's almost like, help me, help me. Like they've kidnapped someone and she's in the back seat.
Well, it might just be too. Like, imagine if you're in the back seat.
It's probably Barton's wife, so
oh, yeah.
She has been kidnapped. Oh, yeah. Emotionally kidnapped.
Can you imagine you got to be a fly on the wall, boring conversation Glenn Beck and David Bartman are having?
So
maybe it's interesting.
Here is, they're talking about, because Glenn kind of came out and said, you know,
out of the closet,
I agree that her, you know, about the whole gay marriage thing, but we also agree with the law. Render unto Caesar,
yes.
You know, Glenn. So Glenn went the direction of, well, maybe she should follow the law now that it's the law, and we should work to maybe try to change the law.
Yes.
But now David Barton. David Barton's going to set him straight.
He doesn't
set all of us straight with some.
I've never seen David Bartman before in that picture, and he looks like a normal guy. He doesn't look batshit crazy.
Faux history here. Oh, okay. David Barton, and this is being taken in a van with Glenn Beck.
Hi.
We were just talking about Kim Davis, the woman in Kentucky who wouldn't issue the marriage license. And I said, I feel for her. I respect her. I respect her courage. But how does she not lose her job? And David just explained why the difference between us and France during the revolution.
And it almost looks like, When Glenn is talking about David Barton, it looks like he just came.
Oh, right.
He's like, oh, David,
he has O face.
David Barton's going to explain to us all, ladies and gentlemen.
Are you saying you're looking at Glenn's O face?
Oh, gross. Maybe post-O.
Post-O?
Yeah.
Yeah, the Founding Fathers made it real clear that the laws of God are higher than the laws of man.
Oh, well, the Founding Fathers made it clear that the laws of God,
oh my God,
are higher than the laws of man.
They did no such thing.
Right.
They did no such fucking thing.
What
the slave owners that you're holding in such high regard did no such fucking thing, lunatic.
And worked really hard to make sure that they didn't allow any kind of religion into the whole process.
They didn't have any penicillin back then. It was a different time.
Right.
Why can we not question everything in that document?
And why should
think
we
about
be
when it was fucking written?
People like Scalia, where it's like written in stone, it can't be changed. It's immutable. It's a perfect document that they shat out.
What logic is
that? Well, we also have
where's the logic in that?
Amendments?
Right.
Amendments.
And by putting those in, wouldn't you say that the Founding Fathers saw this as a living
right.
document that it might have to change?
I watched Jim Jeffries the other night, one of his concerts, and he was talking about Second Amendment. And he's like, you can't change that. And Jeffrey says, well, yeah, you can. It's called an amendment. I would think something called an amendment.
Absolutely change that.
Could be amended.
Right.
So, yeah, absolutely. It ain't easy, but it absolutely could be changed.
No, it's not easy at all.
So here's a little bit more of the conversation in the van. And really watching this woman in the background is my favorite part of this
Somebody
video.
Needs to rescue her.
And everyone in the Founding Fathers who wrote legal works made that point. The laws of God first. So this is a law of God. Man's law is not allowed to contradict God's law. That's why we're a republic, not a democracy. And
what is he talking about? What does that
God.
Mean? It's hard to understand, but he's saying...
Man's law is not allowed to contradict
right.
God's law.
Because man's law is not allowed to contradict God's law. That's why we're a republic and not a democracy. So somehow,
what the fuck does that mean?
Somehow he's linking the creation of our republic,
right?
Three branches, tricameral, blah blah
yes.
blah system of obviously that sprang forth from the loin of the Lord,
Ryan.
How could we?
Hand me my slicker, please, and my rain boots.
Right.
I don't want that Lord spray anymore.
Even though, you know, didn't the Greeks kind of have a republic-y thing going on?
Oh, yes. They loved it.
Before Jesus?
Yes. They were heathens.
No, good. Jesus invented it. The Christians invented the republic.
So
this guy is loathsome.
Are all the Greeks going to burn in hell, by the way?
Sure.
Okay.
They didn't find Jesus.
Sorry, guys.
Yeah, how does that work?
I don't know to tell you.
Come to think of it, how does that work? Because
well, let me tell
I had
you.
That argument with my, let's say, relative.
Yes.
And
oh, shit.
And it was the, what if somebody doesn't hear about Jesus? Like, you know, it's hard nowadays, but, you know, okay, there's still a few Yanomamo left in
right.
Brazil.
I have an answer for you.
And I said, you know, he's climbing a tree to get a monkey. And he slips and falls, hits his head.
Right.
But this Yanomamo was the nicest dude in the forest. He was kind,
well,
and by every Christian definition, the most wonderfulest, kindest, loving, bestest person on the planet, except for one tiny little deed.
And what's that, Pat?
That he didn't know this Christian God. He never heard of it. He was never exposed to it. He doesn't know
right.
the name Jesus. Where does his spirit go?
You know what they say
and
to that?
Your answer?
Tough titty. No. It says in the Bible, bullshit ticket 69, the world will not, cease to exist until every human being on Earth has had the chance to hear the gospel of Jesus Christo.
Well, this is kind of what
and
she
so
said.
So on and so forth. That's it.
She said,
that's the end of the quote.
She said, at some point, he was exposed.
Exposed
to Jesus. And I said, what? Some cricket in the middle of the night whispered Jesus to him? How the fuck could he be exposed to your Lord and Savior, Jesus?
Jesus unbuckled his robe and exposed himself, cock and balls, full frontal
she
male
was
nudity.
Full born again. I mean, so if you're not born again, you're not just a regular, you can't be a regular old Christian. You got to be born again. That's the only way you're making it.
I've got full blown Jesus. I ain't gonna make it.
And then she tried to backtrack. And I said, well, your God's an asshole.
Oh, yeah.
Then your God's an asshole.
Yeah, he's a dick.
And she said, well, you know, there's also limbo. Maybe the soul
stop it
ceases to exist. And I said, this is a nice guy. Why would your God?
What is limbo like?
Can you?
I mean, is it like, do you remember in Superman 2, Electric Boogaloo, the good Superman?
History
when Zod,
channel.
Right. When Zod was captured, Christopher Reeve.
Sure.
And they're in that like glass thing hurling throughout the universe.
Yes.
Is that purgatory or whatever this person's talking about?
Maybe. I think you just don't. She made it sound like you just don't exist. Like you just.
Perfect.
Just disappear, which is what we think.
No, you don't.
That you just cease to exist. You,
but you
as
don't disappear.
Entity,
you get buried
well,
or
you're
burnt.
Physical. Or yeah. Yeah. I'm talking about your consciousness.
But what happens to your auras?
Right.
What's that? There's a Stephen. There's a Steve Martin movie from the 80s that specifically points to like what happens to somebody's aura when
Beck and Bull.
Well, yeah,
Beck and Bull.
Is that all of me?
Yeah, yeah. Here's a little bit more if you can understand it from David Barton in the back seat talking about how we're a republic, not a democracy, because you know Jesus.
France was without a higher law. It's whatever the majority wanted at the time. And in America, where you have a republic, you have a higher law. It's God's law, then it's the Constitution, then it's the consent of the governed. In France, other places, it's whatever the majority wants at that period in time, which changes across the years.
Which is not true. Whatever the majority wants at that period of time.
Right.
It's not true.
Yeah. Well, I mean, what are you going to do about it? I mean, you know. Our show is mostly about just people saying things that are total fucking bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
And then we just sit here and say, well, you know, that's not true, but it doesn't fucking matter. Because they think it's true no matter what. It doesn't matter. We actually should turn this show off and go home and go to sleep because, you know.
He says there's law of God.
Right.
Man's law is not allowed to contradict God's law. Then he said there's God's law and then the Constitution.
Okay. What about Aquaman's law then?
It's not God.
I live by Green Lantern's law.
We're right, you're wrong.
Oh, yeah.
Therefore, we get to make the law.
I worship Hawkman. Equal myth, stupid.
People don't understand why these people are so terrifying.
Oh, yeah.
Normal people like us.
You just look at, it's like, look at Afghanistan.
Right.
That should be a perfect example of why you need separation of church and state. No one wants, does anyone want their country to be like Afghanistan?
Yeah, or Saudi Arabia.
And I bet if you ask a lot of Afghanis, they would say, we don't like our country either. It's dangerous.
Right. So, Huxterby, we were getting to him.
Oh, yes, the giant flesh couch.
He has really gone batshit. And... You know, the first thing he tweeted out after Kim Davis was jailed, rightfully so, was, well, here's proof that the war on Christianity has begun.
Fuck you.
And or they're criminalizing Christianity.
Hey.
Which, of course, we all know is absolutely not true. Nowhere you can
get arrested.
Nobody's
for praying.
Stopping you to go to your church. On Sunday, Monday, Tuesday through Saturday and Sunday. And
I want to pray in class.
You can go wherever you want. You can pray in class as long as you're not disrupting the class.
Now,
as long as the teacher is not leading it.
Let me ask you the most important question. So if I'm on the high school football team, and you go out on the field and the coach says, take a knee.
That's
illegal. Well, then fuck
unconstitutional.
You.
Unconstitutional.
That's the way we've always done it.
Too bad. There's people. Guess what? There are people who are non-Christians now.
Yeah, fuck them. Well, why right, you got to right. change everything?
And that's the thing is they're not crying about persecution. They're crying about loss of privilege.
I don't want to watch no Chaz Bono and Dancing with the Stars. I got to explain to my kids what happened to his dick.
What are you looking at over there that you're making faces about?
Oh, my God. Okay. This is before we get to Huckabee, I can't leave this one sit.
This is a crab diving oh shit moment.
A candidate of the. This is in Canada.
No. Ailser.
Of the Conservative Party.
Yes.
Which is their Republicans.
Okay.
Was caught on tape.
I saw this.
On a hidden camera. Well, pissing.
Yeah, he's part of the Golden Party.
Pissing into a coffee cup.
Oh, yes.
But then he poured it down the sink and then rinsed out the cup.
Yeah, it's a weird fetish. By the way, this is going to show up on our Facebook page tomorrow.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Well, there you go, ladies and gentlemen.
That story's amazing, right? It's just wacko.
That's crazy. Yeah, check our Facebook stream for that one then.
So what else has he done? Would that bother you, by the way, if someone was in our kitchen and then pissing in our cups and right after they did it? What if they washed him out thoroughly? Would it bother you?
Well, yeah.
Yeah, it would bother sure. me too. Don't piss in what I'm going to drink.
Don't piss in my cup, yeah.
That's got to be a very, like, what's wrong with that person?
He was running for some kind of office. Needless to say, he is no longer.
Captain Golden Showers over there.
God, people are fucked up.
What do you think's more fucked up? Anthony Weiner sending his dick out or pee guy over here?
Well, this.
Oh, yeah, I did too.
Anthony Weiner just fucked up.
Right, right. He hit the wrong button on Twitter.
You're right. When
all
he was
of a sudden
trying
his
to
dick went everywhere.
Exactly.
Oh my God. It's you know what though. Again, that is the stupidest fucking thing. I mean, it really demonstrates there's no reason you should vote for a guy that would fuck up like that. Normal people fuck that up, and that's fine. Oh, okay.
Well, he was trying to DM, and he tweeted it out, right?
How do you try to DM? You go to the DM and you send a DM. There's no trying.
I can't.
There's only do.
I can't help it.
I didn't know.
Here is Mike Huckabee talking to George Snuffleupagus on ABC.
Oh, yes.
And George kind of goes after this.
Does George do politics anymore?
Christo-fascist dickwad.
Keeps these cush broadcasting jobs.
It's just broadcasting. No, I think he's just
guy's brilliant.
A pundit now. He's like, screw that. I can make millions on TV and
just sit here.
Not have to put up with bullshit.
Yeah.
Mike Huckabee joins us now. Governor, thank you for joining us this morning. I know you're going to be going to Kentucky on Tuesday as a part of demonstration in support of Kim Davis. But
Did you hear this? That jerkwad is going to protest.
Oh, my God. Yeah,
Kentucky.
I did see that. I mean, what a waste of time. And what are you protesting? She's not doing her job.
Right.
It's all that is. That's all there is to that.
The scariest part of this is just that he said a couple days ago, it's on even a different story on a crab diving, that he said, well, you know, if we don't like the court's decisions, well, we just don't have to follow.
Right.
So he's basically saying, well, Christians, we're going to only follow the laws that we like because Jesus.
Oh, yeah.
That's exactly what he's saying.
That's nuts.
Don't you? Well, it's the supreme law of the land. I don't care. It's wrong.
Go fuck yourself.
But you still have to follow it. Well, it's
right.
wrong.
I mean, we and this Constitution that they just love so much and can't get enough of. I mean, only when you're dealing with the Second Amendment, by the way.
Yeah, we are right. Nothing else.
What about that? I thought all this shit was set in stone, and no matter what, we have to follow this.
Right.
And now all of a sudden you don't. They're schizophrenic.
Here's a little bit more.
There are some dissenting voices in the conservative movement. I wanted you to respond to something from Rod Dreher in the American Conservative. He says if the Supreme Court makes a ruling we don't like, we are obliged to obey the law or be willing to suffer the consequences of disobedience. What we cannot do and what the government cannot permit is open defiance of settled law. He believes this is going to backfire on the religious liberty movement. What's your response?
Well, now, a logical person would say,
yes,
right.
It makes him look stupid and out of touch.
Right. No, he's going to say,
blah, blah, blah.
Screw that because Jesus.
No.
Well, he would have hated Abraham Lincoln because Lincoln ignored the 1857 Dred Scott decision that said black people weren't fully human. It was a wrong decision. And to say that we have to surrender to judicial supremacy is to do what Jefferson warned against, which is, in essence, surrender to judicial tyranny. And we had so many different presidents, including Jefferson, Jackson, Lincoln. There were other founders like Hamilton, Adams, who made it very clear that the courts can't make a law. The Constitution is expressly clear that
But they can interpret. The whole point of it is for them to interpret whether a law is constitutional or not. And what happened? A law came before them that said we can ban gay marriages, and the
Supreme Court
said
Scrotus,
we probably can't.
Yeah, you can't do that. You don't. You could have got your law degree at Phoenix University.
They didn't make a law.
They
found a law unconstitutional. You fucker. You asshole. Right. And you want to be president of the United States. We should be launching this fucker.
Fuck you.
To goddamn Saudi Arabia, to a theocracy that he wants to live in.
Nine.
Go.
Yeah. Oh, God. Could you imagine? You want to make a planet Huckabee?
Well, nowhere near here. let them go off and sink their own horrific, turn themselves into the goddamn Taliban land of Christianity.
Now, what an asshole this guy is, too. I just can't imagine on any level anyone wanting to hang out with this dude. He's got such a hard-on for this fucking gay marriage thing. Just relax.
So he's saying
it
that...
It doesn't affect him.
He's basically saying that if he becomes president, he will be going to jail. Because he is going to refuse to, I don't know how, as president.
Yeah.
He's going to order everybody to stop gay marrying.
Well, I mean.
Or something.
Can we have a Republican candidate whose answer for things is, oh, we're going to shut the government down? Huckabee's going to jail because he's mad. He's like a petulant little child. The two dudes that happen to love each other can get fucking married. Doesn't affect his big fat ass in the least.
No,
strange, really. He's a strange person.
Here, a little bit local politics. Our lieutenant governor here in California,
hey, man.
Commie Pinko liberal.
What up?
California, the land of fruits and nuts.
Barney and Hale.
Gavin Newsom, who is one of the people they're saying might run for
Hello, Gavin.
Dianne Feinstein's seat.
How is this?
Governor when she bails.
How is Gavin? Is he train wreck?
We like Gavin.
Okay.
He's real liberal. He's been having a twat fight.
Oh.
On the Twitter with Huckabee.
Oh, okay. Oh, wow. A couple of dueling twats.
Newsom tweeted at Governor Huckabee, you're dead wrong on the Kim Davis issue. We issued marriage licenses because we believed the law at the time violated equal protection clause of the Constitution. He did this in three different tweets. Once the Supreme Court, they interpret the Constitution. Isn't it sad that an attorney general has to third grade civics has to teach third grade civics to an asshole who's running for fucking president of the United goddamn States?
Who's been a governor?
Who is a governor? How
terrifying. Should know. I mean, you should know a little.
Even
something
if you're not a lawyer,
the process of making laws, right?
Right. I don't think he's a lawyer. He was a preacher.
No, Jesus.
Like of that what? Was his gig. He's a preacher.
He has what state?
He's got a degree in divinity and religion.
Oh, God.
He doesn't have a law degree, I don't think.
What state did he rule?
Arkansas.
Oh, good God. What a horrible place that must be. Can you imagine living in Arkansas, dude? Ooh.
Yes.
Oof. How horrible. You lived in Texas.
Gavin Newsom continues, once the California Supreme Court, they interpret the Constitution. Once the court ordered me to stop, I did. I was never in contempt of court, unlike Kim Davis. Get your facts right. So they keep one of these arguments that these dick cheeses are whipping out for this is there. Well, what about when Obama, you know,
yes.
They go right for the straw man, of course.
Oh, yeah.
So,
yeah.
Well, what about when Obama refused to apply DOMA? Why didn't he go to jail?
Oh, yeah. I've seen that.
What happened? What about these sanctuary cities when San Francisco voted not to not to drag illegals and launch them out on giant slingshots?
Hey, listen, San Francisco is so progressive. They actually had to make a rule that says you can't You can't be naked with a cock ring on.
You can be naked, but no cock ring. We'll draw the line at the cock ring.
I didn't know that was such a thing. See, my thing would be like, you know, we don't need a law against cock rings. How many people are going to be wearing their cock rings out?
Right.
Who gives a fuck? But I get, you know, you got five or six guys walking around naked with cock rings in like one bit of green space. I could see how it would be a little disconcerting.
And then the other argument these assholes use is that, look at California. When California started issuing gay marriage licenses in defiance of DOMA.
Drown them.
Gavin Newsom said, okay, yeah, in San Francisco they did that. They started issuing licenses because they believed the law violated equal protection. But once the California Supreme Court told him to stop, he did.
I remember that.
Right. And he said, unlike Kim Davis, get your facts right, Governor Huckabee.
And why do you think he stopped? Why didn't he just press on? Why wouldn't he just continue to issue the licenses? Because it...
Huckabee said something else, and yeah. Newsom said, hey, instead of trolling... Why don't you reply to what I said specifically, just as I responded to what you said?
Didn't Huckabee – he didn't say that. He actually ordered more nachos at that point, right. Didn't he?
And Huckabee responded, what law on Kentucky books did regarding marriage did Kim Davis break? You, on the other hand, broke California law.
Oh, yes. What law is that?
And then Huckabee said, quoted, the California Family Code states that marriage is between a man and a woman. Blah blah blah.
Right.
And then this guy said, you demand Gavin Newsom have respect for federal authority, yet you don't ask the same for Kim Davis. You're a hypocrite. Huckabee says, what respect for federal authority?
Yeah.
So he's just wrong because
right.
Again, yes, they went and they said they defied the law, right?
Right.
By issuing same-sex marriages to people in San Francisco.
Right.
And they stopped when they ran up to the California Supreme Court who said, stop. Please stop that. Yeah. Now, our high courts have said, okay, religious Christo Hag, we'll hear your case.
Hello, Christo Hag.
You're wrong. Issue the marriages.
Go fuck yourself.
And she said, no.
Right.
And they say, enjoy jail.
Absolutely. What are we supposed to fucking do?
It's completely different. So, yeah, both engaged in civil disobedience by breaking a law in order to protest it. But there's a big difference because one of them stopped when they reached the highest authority and lost. And one didn't and won't stop.
Well, that's because the right from their leaders, we talk about this all the time. They don't really value results. They value martyrs, right?
Right.
I'm going to jail for this.
Oh, right.
I'm shutting down the government. I ain't doing nothing.
And I do think this idiot is a pawn.
Sure. Kim Davis.
Oh, sure. These evil slime balls over at that Liberty Council are just using her to make money. Somebody else interviewed.
Yeah.
I think it was Chris Hayes.
They raise money, right?
Interviewed that Matt Staver guy, this Liberty Council dickwad, and really shredded him and said, isn't it your job to keep your clients out of jail?
Yeah.
Isn't it a lawyer's job to keep their client out of jail? Well, right. She believes she's a martyr.
Fuck you.
And
insane.
And Chris Hayes said, "Oh, let me ask you a question.
Right?
How are your donations right now?"
Oh, okay.
The guy wouldn't answer.
Oh, I bet they're great.
Through the fucking roof. Dude, that's what's happening.
What do you think they do? These idiots in their email list. They send out these alarmist emails like,
absolutely.
The government's coming for your guns and your God. Give $20 to whatever the fuck Liberty Fundville USA, right?
Right.
And where does that money go? What happens to that fucking money?
Well, exactly. lobbying, I guess they say, and a BMW for Matt Staver.
It fuels an industry, which and what would the right wing nut job say to me then? They say, well, you guys do the same fucking thing.
Right.
But we're right. That's the difference.
It's okay for us to do it.
Yeah.
We're trying to give people rights.
Yeah, we're not exclusionary.
Not take them away.
We even say that you idiots should be included under right. the tent. And believe me, if you think you have a prejudice against somebody's sexual orientation, ask me about a prejudice I might have against stupid people.
Right.
I mean, you know, you're in for...
So we'll see what happens. She's appealed. Kim Davis has appealed to the Court of Appeals.
Yes.
Now she's going after the governor, saying that the governor should have stepped in and allowed her to discriminate and not do her job.
When has anything ever worked like that? I just don't understand. If these Republicans could look objectively at history and say, why do you think you're on the right side of things right now?
Women's votes.
How can you imagine?
Black people voting.
These people are the party that didn't, what law did they not approve? The equal pay for women or some shit?
Oh, God,
I mean,
yeah.
Come the fuck on. Look at yourself.
We don't need more laws. All you're going to do is fill up the lawsuit, fill up the courts with all these evil women trying to get equal money.
Dude, Marco Rubio is against abortion, no exception for rape or incest or health of the mother, right?
Strap her down.
Have the baby even if it's going to kill you.
I don't know about that one.
Oh, really?
But definitely, no, that's Scott Walker.
Oh, he believes
Scott
that.
Walker is, yeah, even if you're going to die, you know, well, yeah, you should have kept your legs closed.
Dude, okay, if you believe that, if you think you believe that, just imagine right-wing nut jobs. Your lily white daughter gets raped by a big black man,
right.
And now you've got to carry your black child all the way to fucking term.
That's not gonna happen.
That kid is getting a fancy little abortion,
private clinic somewhere. Yep,
yeah, boutiques are us. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's just not gonna happen.
Assholes. I mean, really,
assholes. So yeah, I could be losing it on Twitter, losing his mind, not knowing. He should stay off Twitter.
Yeah, I agree. Most people should stay off Twitter, especially athletes. You're stupid. When that Kurt Schilling, he put out a tweet and said, who did he compare to Hitler?
Who?
Kurt Schilling compared someone to Hitler. What was that? We did that story.
Muslims.
Oh, right. Oh, to the Nazis.
Right.
Congratulations, idiot. And listen, I don't even think Kurt Schilling is that nuts. I think he's stupid and spends a lot of time watching Discovery Channel like after 1 a.m. See a lot of like ancient alien of
he's
the
a big
pyramids
Jesus-y though, too, yes. Isn't he? Way into Jesus.
Oh yeah, all those baseball players are. They're into higher powers, Jesus, praying, and superstition.
Lots of superstition.
Oh yeah,
lots of superstition.
Which on some level is kind of fun, but the Jesus thing is weird because it always bums me out when I see like a player I really enjoy watching, and then he has a great game, and they go to interview him. It's like the first thing you say, Jesus, you know?
Right.
You ever heard Josh Hamilton on the Rangers interviewed?
No.
Oh, my God. Now, he's like...
Is he a big Jesus dude?
Oh, really? Yes.
I didn't know that.
Well, you know, he had a big meth problem back when he broke into the major leagues. He had to leave baseball because he, you know, had some fucking drug issues.
Many might say from one
addiction
to another.
Oh, he's addicted to the Jesus because he's like, hey, Josh, how do you think it went today? And he says this. Well, I just want to give it up to God. He allowed me to connect and hit a home run. I'm like, holy shit, you're nuts.
Right. Meanwhile, there's a kid starving to death. There's a kid who floated up on the beach somewhere.
Oh, yeah, dead. Sure.
And God's worried about you.
God had a moment.
Sure, you get hit for the cycle.
Yeah, God had a moment to look out for your on-base percentage. But this kid with bone marrow cancer, fuck him.
It's so...
I only have so much
narcissistic
time.
Right?
It really is.
Just a self-centeredness, which is odd, that a religion that purports to be so love-based and other-based just seems to have a fuckload of gigantic narcissists. And
what is it then? Is it narcissism when people say, well, you know, that's just part of Jesus's plan? What is that? I guess that's not narcissism. That's what, lunacy?
Insanity. Yeah, and I mean, if it's something that they're responsible for, it's also absolving yourself of responsibility. I can't. It's, you know, it's not my fault that that happened. It's in God's hands.
Yeah, I pray. What else you want me to do?
Right. You know, I could have driven, when he cut his neck, I could have driven him to the hospital, but I prayed real hard.
Oh, yeah.
Instead.
Well, you're referring to these snake guys. Snake Salvation on AMC or whatever. What horrible network is that on? I think Snake Salvation is definitely A&E. That's Arts and Entertainment. They're exploiting a bunch of idiots in the mountains that think that because of one verse in the fucking Bible.
Right.
God wants them to handle snakes during
one line, right? Yeah.
And what's the idea that the presence of God will protect you from being there copperhead bit?
Right.
Idiots.
And they shall pick up snakes.
Oh, man. Fuck that. There's no way.
Right. Some goat herder got a hold of some bad mushrooms and was tripping balls one afternoon.
Or good mushrooms.
And spewed, yeah. And they shall pick up snakes.
Right.
Next thing you know, some asshole 2,000 years getting killed by a copper. 2,000 years later is getting killed by a copperhead because he read that and reads it literally.
Lunatics. You might want to just accept the fact that in the Bible, which is a book, which I guess a work of literature, we'd call it, right?
Mm-hmm.
They use literary devices in there, meaning that it's
boredom.
Well, no, they use literary devices, meaning you don't have to risk your life and actually pick up a snake, maybe.
Correct.
Maybe he's comparing it to something. Oh. Maybe it's not actually a snake.
No, every word happened. Noah lived to be 900 years old, Ryan.
What book is like that? What book? What other fucking book in history is like that? Everything in this book, you know, cover to cover, is literal, is fucking real. There's no other book like that.
And it only takes a couple of chapters for it to even fucking contradict itself.
Right.
From the top.
At what point when you're reading the Bible, like, I believe everything in here, at what point you're like, hey, I got to go to Home Depot. I got to go buy a whole wheelbarrow full of rocks. Throw it at my wife.
Stone people.
I got a whole, I mean, how many reasons in the Bible does it give you that you can stone a woman?
Oh, I don't know.
Probably a shit ton.
Yeah, probably.
I mean, it's fucking nuts.
You
might as well live by the tenets of Star Wars.
I've got a story.
Fuck you.
Here, oh, you know what we can do? We can have a moment when animals get pissed.
When animals get pissed.
Santa Monica.
Okay.
California.
Oh, here we go.
Close to where we live here. Not, I mean, you know, where we used very close to where crab diving used to be in Venice, California.
But before you start the story, I want to say this. We don't need to hear this story because, I mean, I have some theories about these fucking stories. The news doesn't need to report these until these fucking killing machines start walking out of the ocean. Because otherwise...
How do you know it's what I'm talking about?
Go ahead.
Two friends were fishing at Zuna Beach.
Oh, yes.
In kayaks.
Oh, okay.
And
that's not even a real boat.
29-year-old Dylan Marks was dangling his feet in the water.
What an idiot.
Saw a fin.
Oh, shit.
Start swimming around the kayaks.
Oh, fuck this shit.
It looked to be a 10-foot long.
Oh, my God.
Shark.
Dude. 10-foot long. I mean, I would see that shark and be like, that's 25-foot long.
Hammerhead.
Okay. Well, they're docile and don't attack. Right. Oh, okay. Jeez.
He says, we saw the fin and then it dove. We didn't see it for like 5 minutes.
5 minutes.
And then all of a sudden, Dylan had his foot. This is the other guy. We didn't see this fin and then it like dove. We didn't see it for like 5 minutes. And then all of a sudden, Dylan had his foot over the side. He just got bit. He put his foot up on the kayak. He looked down and said, oh, dude, I just got bit.
Jesus Christ. This is not a medical marijuana success story.
Severe injury, they say, to
foot.
Paramedics rushed to the scene. He was transported to a hospital where he had to undergo surgery.
I got to tell you something. If I'm on that kayak and you see that hammerhead go down in the water, are you dangling your feet on
Why are you still there 5 minutes later?
I'd
dangling
be like,
your feet in the water.
It's time to get the fuck back on shore, okay? I mean, really, it's time to get out of there.
He is now in stable condition. They think they were able to save the foot. Oh, yeah. His friend said that they weren't using any kind of bait that would have attracted the shark.
They were out there in the water.
He said it looked like the shark was just minding his business. Guess he got hungry at the last second.
Is this Jacques Cousteau?
Idiot kayaker buddy.
Does this guy think he? How do you know? He didn't seem pissed off or anything. It's a hammerhead shark.
He said, "Oh, dude, I just got bit."
Right. You don't know.
That was his reaction.
Right. How do you read the body language of a hammerhead shark? Does it have eyebrows? Right. Was his brow furrowed? Did he have one of his fins on his hip, like looking all sassy?
And it just dove, right?
I didn't think he was after us. How do you know what he's fucking after?
I don't know. Maybe it was on his cell phone.
Oh, God. They're probably back out fishing again today.
So there you go. He almost had his foot taken off, so he's in stable condition. He's still in hospital.
Oh, I bet he can't wait to get back in the water.
Here in California.
Man, that is nuts, dude. Fishing in a 10-foot shark. This is crazy because a 10-foot shark goes away and comes back. Leaves him 5 minutes. You could have got back to shore.
Right.
Maybe. Or at least got the fuck out of there.
So that's it. That's the only story I have. I just thought it was interesting because it was Santa Monica too, especially.
Well, it's interesting because somebody went in the water and, you know, got attacked by a shark.
Right.
Check it. Is it shocking?
And a hammerhead, which, like you said, you really don't.
I don't really know from anything about that. I don't know. I guess they do attack. That's what we're learning.
Yes.
How do they get their jaws out so they can bite you? Because their head looks so flat. Right. You know what I mean?
I don't know.
God works in mysterious ways. Why'd he make the hammerhead so fucked up looking?
Idaho Falls, Idaho.
Go fuck yourself.
An archery hunter.
What a dipshit.
Who was out going after elk.
With a bow and arrow.
How
horrible. What must that be like if you're an animal and you get shot in the fucking chest or wherever with a bow and arrow? Is it really necessary?
Well, nature won.
Oh, shit.
Because he was attacked by a grizzly bear.
Ooh.
They found no signs of the bear.
Right.
He thinks he wounded it when he shot it with his .44 caliber handgun.
Okay. Good for you, idiot.
He was bitten on the hand and arm. In eastern Idaho.
How horrible. Oh, my
about
God.
About 15 miles west of Yellowstone.
Fuck you.
He used his cell phone to call for help.
Right.
Says officials were able to use an advanced 911 system to pinpoint his location.
Advanced is a GPS. You got a phone with a fucking, it tells you where you are.
The sheriff said he had his arm chewed up pretty good. He was able to wrap it and stop the bleeding and walk out.
Oh, yeah. So wait, is this being billed as a success story?
I guess so.
This is not a successful trip into the woods. You got eaten, dude.
They said they looked for about 6 hours. They found no signs of the bear. He says if the bear had been shot with that caliber of handgun, you would expect to find something. So he's not even sure that the guy even hit the bear.
Right. He probably didn't. I mean, he got attacked, you know.
The man is left-handed and had bear pepper spray.
Okay. What happened with that? The bear pepper spray didn't work?
But it was on his left side, so the bear grabbed his left arm. He couldn't get to the pepper spray. He grabbed with his right hand, was able to reach around. And grab his gun.
Right.
And shoot.
But it happened so fast, man, right? Did the bear just ambush him? My brother told me, like, when they go fishing in the summer, that there's somebody on bear duty, and they actually have a hand cannon locked and loaded, ready to go, in their hands, just, like, scanning the bush, listening for anything. And if a bear comes out, like, rawr, he's fucking two in the head, one in the chest. How relaxing.
Yeah, just waiting for a killing machine to leap out at you.
Could you imagine me on that hiking trip and there's a guy up front with a bear gun? I'm like, can I hang out with bear gun guy?
Right.
I got this mace.
So that's that was Idaho.
Right.
I also have Campbell County Tennessee.
Oh, God. Tremendous shithole. I've never been there, but, you know. Campbell County.
A Campbell County man was sent to the University of Tennessee Medical Center.
Fuck you.
After he was attacked by what they think is a bear.
Eww.
He said it was a large animal with dark, coarse hair.
It could have been a Labrador Retriever. I don't know. Or my neighbor.
Yeah.
Could have been Bubba.
They're treating it as a possible bear attack. He received substantial injuries.
Oh, shit.
Claw marks, puncture wounds.
What else the fuck would it be? A honey badger? Of course it's a bear. The black bear. The worst kind.
Campbell County is known as a popular recreation spot, so he was out, you know, just, I don't know, in the woods or something.
Hanging out.
Ended up getting attacked by what they believe to be a black bear.
Oh, shit.
That's really
man.
All the information. It's not real.
Well, I mean, what else is there? The guy was out in the woods. The bear saw him. He's like, oh, God. I'm just going to eat that fucking guy because I'm right. hungry. And I could go all the way down this mountain and forage and eat blueberries, which how many blueberries does a bear have to eat before he's stuffed?
Oh, a lot.
Or I can eat like Tubby McGee over here and I'm done for 4 days.
Oh, gross. There was a story a little while ago called The Five Craziest Shark Attack Stories of All Time.
Wait a second. What does that mean, the five craziest?
The five craziest shark attack stories of all time.
God, you ever see that? I hate... You ever watch any of these movies about shark attacks? You ever see The Reef? I think it's The Reef. It takes place in Australia.
No.
Oh, God, it's just...
Jaws is my...
But that is a great movie. Like that's Steven Spielberg. It's fucking... what's his face? The no hanging panties in the shower. What's his name?
Dreyfus.
Richard Dreyfus. Lord Dreyfus. But this movie, The Reef, takes place in Australia. And this asshole, he's charged with taking this guy's sailboat from one port to another. He's like, hey, guys, I get to drive this boat across the reef. It'll be fun. So all his stupid friends, they pile in the sailboat, and they're zooming across the ocean. And he runs over a reef and rips a hole in the hull of the boat. And the guy, and it's slowly sinking. The guy does the math. He's looking out on the horizon somehow. He's like, well, this boat's going to be underwater in 10 hours. We're out of radio contact. No one can save us. So the only thing we can do, there's a 10-mile swim from here to some island. And that's when I turned the movie off because I was like, fuck this movie. Fuck it hard, you know? I those horror movies, man, I watch up until the end of the first act, and then I'm done. I don't need to get – I understand where it's going here. Everybody but the main character and the hot chick, they're going to be hacked to death. And then all these other people are still, you know what I mean?
Was this new enough of a movie where everybody was 25 and hot?
Oh, God. So good looking on the boat.
Every scientist, every expert.
You know what's funny? Okay, so this guy, he convinces everyone that, yes, we're going to have to go on this 10-mile swim. But there's one guy who's like, I ain't going out there. He says, I'm going to stay with a boat. Hope somebody sees me. He's like, because I know what's out there. And then the guy tries to play it off. He's like, oh, come on. Don't freak everybody out. Oh, my God, you're going on a swim across the Great Barrier Reef. There's nothing but monsters out there.
There's one story. I'll just read one.
Okay.
From the five craziest shark attacks of all time.
Oh, we could do a whole story on this shit. Whole show, I mean. Shark attack.
By all accounts, Rodney Fox should not be alive.
Oh, shit, man.
Australian,
hello,
who survived an attack in 1963.
Right.
A great white shark came after him while he was spearfishing on Aldinga Beach in Australia.
Mandingo Beach.
Throughout the course of the struggle.
Oh, God. Is this in 63?
Yeah. He managed to nearly gouge the beast's eye out. But the shark managed to get some points in, too, because it nearly bit him in half.
Oh, shit.
Leaving him with a punctured lung.
Ouch.
Several broken limbs and exposed vital organs.
What does that mean?
It ripped him open so that you could see his liver.
Oh, shit. Why do you go in the water? Like, if you live in Australia, do you not know? Are you surprised? Oh my God, there's a shark in here. I'm fucking shocked.
I guess the shark then bailed and left him.
No, that's nice.
They saved him. It took 4 hours of surgery, 462 stitches.
That's it.
He finally recovered, and now he's dedicated his life to studying sharks and leads shark expeditions for a living.
Where does he these expeditions? Is it an aquarium at a like a water park or SeaWorld type place? Actually in the water?
A quote, I went to the surface, took a couple of breaths of air, looked down, and as best as I could see through the blood red water.
Oh my God.
I saw a great big shark coming up with its mouth wide open.
Oh fuck this. Where's the cyanide capsule? See, I if I'm going on some dive trip and I want a cyanide capsule. I want something I can chew up real quick.
Just crack the tooth or something like that.
Yeah. How do you want to go? Do you want to go with a big giant man eating flesh dinosaur eating you?
No, I'd rather not be eaten.
Ah!
I think
you're going to be able to find some serenity in your last moments on this planet. Say a mantra. Pray. Why don't you pray?
So we'll come back to some of those.
Good God.
Some of those other five shark.
I mean, what are the craziest stories? I mean,
well, none of them are normal, right? I mean,
no, I mean, yeah, they are. They're all.
I guess this guy who just got his foot bitten, just like, oh.
But there's nothing crazy about any of those stories because what? There's a person where he shouldn't be in the water. At what point is it crazy that a shark is in the water? It would be crazy if the shark was walking around, you know, land shark. That would be crazy, like delivering mail. I'm sorry.
Oh
God, what are you looking at?
Here's one guy they think might have gotten swallowed whole.
Oh Jesus.
By a massive shark.
Now that's better. That's much better. See, if I get swallowed whole by the shark without even getting chewed up, I can fight him from the inside. He doesn't have any teeth in his stomach.
In San Diego.
Yes.
This guy was diving for diving for sea snails with his buddy.
Oh, that's worth it. Where for sea snails?
It was all going smoothly until he heard his friend scream. He looked over.
Oh, shit.
Saw his friend hoisted high out of the water without his mask.
Uh-oh.
He was so high up in the water because the entire lower half of his body was in the mouth of a shark.
Oh, God. The entire lower...
He was... Oh, yeah. Oh.
Boy, guy, you know what though? The sea snails they got were really nice. I heard. What do you do with that?
All they found was a lone swim fin.
Oh God, God, stay out of the fucking water, especially the Pacific Ocean, dude. I mean, that is, it's just stupid.
Australia doesn't sound like a great place.
No, I have
to be in the water.
No, or to walk around.
They do have some heinous. Heinous beasts there, right?
Brown snake. Dude, you ever watch the crocodile hunter who, you know.
No longer with us.
No longer with us. He's fucking with a stingray.
Right.
You know, they did a special on some brown snake mating season. You know, those are horrible snakes. I think they're the most venomous snake in Australia, brown snake. They're huge snakes that are brown. And at one point of the year, they all come out to fuck. And it's like the worst thing ever. It's just brown snakes just everywhere. And there's spiders. And there's the whole bit, man. Yeah, fuck it.
It has the most, right? The most deadly things per square foot or something like that.
Yeah. And I know there's lots of snakes in California and shit, but I never come in contact with them. I'm walking on sidewalks most of the time. I'm worried about other humans, which you can reason with on some level.
What about humans that have snakes? Like in... Florida.
These people are marginal.
Where
something's wrong with you. If you own a snake for a pet,
right?
Really?
They've set traps now.
Ugh. Is this still that same fucking story
in Orlando?
Are you telling me they haven't found golden cobra?
They have not found the giant 8-foot venomous cobra that escaped from an Orlando home last week.
Nightmarish. That's nightmarish.
They've set traps using other dead snakes as bait.
Oh, What a lovely town to walk around.
Lure it out of hiding.
Oh, God. Oh, what do we got laying around? A bunch of dead snakes. How disturbing. I hate this story so much. I hate the guy I hate everybody involved in this fucking story. It just pisses me off.
The snake is 8 feet long, which is actually small by King Cobra standards. Which
are you telling me?
They can grow up to 18 feet in length.
See, I would rather there be an 18-foot snake than an 8-foot, because then at least you can, you know. Wait a second. Hold on a second. You're telling me that an adult cobra can be longer than a car length?
An 18-foot king cobra.
So when it sits up and fans out its fucking nightmarish cobra skin,
it's like a tennis racket, yeah.
It hisses. How long is his tongue? 4 foot? I mean.
He says, although 8 feet's big. He said,
oh, yeah.
8 feet.
Oh, okay.
8 feet. This snake, he said, don't. He said, this snake is huge. Can inject a lot of venom.
Who is this guy they're interviewing?
Some expert.
He says the snake's big at 8 feet. Thank you. Yeah, I agree, dude. Fucking asshole. This story is ridiculous, man.
The guy who had the snake.
Ugh. Capital punishment. Now I'm for the death penalty. Put his ass in the electric chair.
His last name is Kennedy. I can't find his first
Fuck
name.
Fuck him.
Anyway.
We need his name because he needs to be shamed on internet radio. I mean, really? God.
Mike Kennedy.
Mike!
They've learned that he has permits for at least one other king cobra.
Oh, where is it? Where is it?
He's also licensed to own a Burmese python. A viper,
yes.
A rattlesnake, and venomous lizards.
Oh, God.
Along with several other wild animals.
Lizards.
What is this guy going on? Got going on?
He's an asshole. I don't know what to tell you. I mean, what's it like in his house? How do you ever relax?
Right.
You're constantly doing a head count.
Do you think he has kids?
Yeah.
I mean, wouldn't you be worried for your kids at your fucking python?
Well... imagine you're a woman, you know, and you meet a guy on Tinder or OkCupid, and you go over to his house, and all of a sudden you're like, what's in this room? Oh, I have 27 terrariums with like 18 snakes, a couple of venomous lizards. You're like, goodbye.
Bye-bye.
And I'm done with you.
Yeah.
I don't want to date anybody with a fucking... You're telling me a king cobra could go to 15 fucking
18.
Feet? 18. 18. Okay. God, there are horrible things on this fucking planet.
Those are giant. Scary monsters. Yeah.
I mean, just think about it. If there was an 18-foot snake just going down Berendo, and don't those cobras, aren't they able to like sit up? You know, they can sit straight up and they fan out like.
Yeah.
God, that's huge. That's a big fucking snake, is my point.
And it's still not found. So if you're hanging around the suburbs of Orlando.
Yeah. And by the way, I tell you what, man, I grew up in Florida, and every now and then, my dad, we had if there's any, you know, animal rights people out there, I feel you, but we're talking about a snake, so fuck off. My dad, a couple of times, I remember, he had to kill a snake that was in the backyard.
Right.
And it was a big fucking snake, this one he killed. And I swear to God, it was only like 3 or 4 feet long. But
were
you
they
hold,
bad snakes? Or
yes.
Were they...
Yes, to me they were.
You don't even know.
How dare you? Are you suggesting that my dad killed a good snake?
He might not have known. If you were flipping out, he might have just killed it to shut you up.
Oh, God. I would have. Are you kidding me? You should have seen. When I was a kid and I was out in the water, an idiot. I was out in the water and I got attacked. But this man of war, this jellyfish.
Attack.
Shut up. You have no idea. Wrapped around
something that floats in the water like a bag.
You ever been stung by one?
Attacked you? No, I haven't.
Fuck off.
Did somebody pee on you?
You know not. Yes, everyone did. The beach.
And then you got stung by
I need everyone to piss on me. No, you put meat tenderizer on it. You're fine. But
oh, really?
This thing wrapped around my back, and it hurt so fucking bad. But I screamed. I was out about 5 foot of water at the time. It was almost over my ass, a short kid. I screamed. Like, I must have bummed everybody Sunday out because they must have thought someone's getting mauled by a fucking shark. My dad nearly had to knock you out. I was beside myself. My dad had to carry me in like a suitcase.
And then pour meat tenderizer over
you. Oh, yes.
Did they have that? Did they have it with them, or did they just have it at the house?
Oh, come on. Fuck off. It's a South, man.
God, you got to travel around the fucking meat
absolutely. Yeah. Every lifeguard station has it because these evil these evil man of wars, these goddamn jellyfish.
Men of war?
Yes.
Mans of war? Mans of war?
Men of war!
Man of wars?
Men of war. Men of war. Doesn't matter. Their tentacles get churned up into the surf. So it's not actually – usually people don't get stung by the actual jellyfish. I did this time. I actually had one wrap around me.
Right.
It tried to take me out. I was attacked. But most of the time you get stung because the tentacles get churned up in the surf, and they still carry a sting. And so it's called a stinging nettle. You know?
Right.
So it's a little bit of a jellyfish. You know, they get on your skin in the surf, and you pour meat tenderizer over the part of your body that's itching. It's done or whatever.
Wow.
I swallowed one.
What the
hell's
in meat tenderizer?
What?
What's in meat tenderizer?
I don't fucking know.
I wonder.
I don't know.
And why does it stop your jellyfish shit from hurting?
Come. I don't know. Meat tenderizer? Salt? Probably, I don't know.
I've got it.
At crab diving. What is it?
Yeah, what is that? Some sad news, Ryan, for especially, I mean, maybe this is one time where I agree with the Christians that maybe and possibly it's an enzyme powder, it says.
Oh, yeah. That
papayas.
Yeah, I was going to say that. So
most commonly, meat tenderizer is most commonly used as papain, which comes from papayas.
I know. I've been talking to people all day that, you know, at work, there's one guy I have to correspond with every now and then. I've never had a conversation with him where he doesn't know what I'm about to say. Is he Nostradamus? That's the most irritating thing.
Yeah.
I hate that.
Does he finish your sentences for
you? Oh, yes. It's like Sleepless in Seattle. Kismet!
Sad news on Saturday. Again, another vicious, brutal attack in the war on Christianity.
Oh, shit.
And the attack of the faith. I'm surprised they didn't throw this man in jail.
Fuck him.
Because Tim Tebow was cut by the Eagles.
Oh, shit. Surprising.
Let go.
Yeah.
In the last cuts that they had. And I did see, again, not a significant number, less this time. I think after the fourth time, even the nutty Christian lunatics are saying, yeah, maybe he's not great.
But they're football fans.
Maybe he's not great.
They're football fans. So above anything, they don't want him to suck.
Oh, my God, you'd be amazed how many didn't care.
Yeah, but, dude.
They did not care.
That means he's a bad, like. The
hardcore fans care.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They didn't care.
The Eagles cut Tim Tebow.
Yeah.
That means he sucked. Because they don't care about anything, the Eagles. If you can throw that ball and score a touchdown.
The Michael Vick thing, isn't
it? Oh, yeah. You can be a torturer of dogs. What's your completion rate? We don't give a fuck.
Maybe they were trying to clean up their image by hiring Tebow.
Why not?
But so much. I mean, discrimination. I saw those words in certain tweets. They're discriminating. There are still people out there who think that he is being discriminated against. Because he's a Christian and not because he can't fucking complete a pass.
I mean, you know, I will say, I when I see, you know, a baseball player, football player, whatever, when I see them like attributing their athletic prowessosity, who gives a fuck, to Jesus?
Yes.
It does make me think of them differently.
Not better?
Not necessarily better, just not as smart.
Right.
I mean, come on.
Or
you think the same fucking. Oh, yeah. Total bullshit. Which, on some level, like if I was that guy's agent and you got a real dummy, you say, hey, just talk about Jesus. Don't get into any of your weird Building 7 theories or any of that other shit. You think Chipper Jones' agent was happy? He went on Twitter and suggested the Sandy Hook didn't happen.
Oh,
it was a false flag put out by the left to get guns.
That was
come get the guns.
Not a great moment.
Chipper Jones?
Right.
Not at all. He's an idiot.
And chilling, arguing with people about evolution.
Right. By the way, my youngest brother just texted me. He goes, that Pat Robertson soup sale mashup with that rap and animal noises was amazing from Friday. He liked that. Thank you, Jason. Well,
thank you. Cheers to Jason.
Thank you for listening.
Thanks for listening. Go to crabdiving.com. Right. Go to iTunes. Go to Stitcher.
Hey, Jason, leave that on. Leave a review. Leave that as a review. Don't send it to me. I mean, yeah. You know, I appreciate it, but my God.
Go on iTunes.
Yeah.
This is a story out of Texas.
Ooh, it's nice there.
And this is Williamson County, Texas.
Total shithole.
I don't know where it is. I don't know. Williamson.
Williamson. County. Okay. I'm going to guess that it's a shithole. Do you want to take action that it's not?
Williamson County, Texas.
Fuck you.
Has
99% white.
Hmm. Oh, it's near. It's north of Austin, so it's not total. Yes. It's not totally.
Oh, I had
in the
some,
middle of the sticks.
I had some fuck stick was talking to me at a comedy show. He lives in Texas and telling me that you know, it's Austin's great. I was like, I know, man. I know Austin's great. Everyone from Texas goes out of your way. Give you the hard sale on fucking Austin. Oh, it's great.
Well, New Orleans is great too. You leave New Orleans, where are you?
Well, no.
You're in fucking Louisiana.
Now, that shows that you're not familiar geographically with the South. If you leave New Orleans,
you're in Mississippi.
Yes, or you're in Mobile, Alabama.
Right.
You go to Hattiesburg or the great cultural Mecca. You know, in Mobile, a lot of people don't know this. There's a Masonic temple there. It's got the biggest. It's got the biggest indoor miniature train on the
oh, that's awesome
planet.
What gauge?
69.
Are they bigger trains or littler trains?
They're littler.
Do you remember the Museum of Science and Industry in Chicago? That size? Those are old.
Do you remember the train that Ricky Schroeder had in his house in Silver Spoons? Remember the train that little fuckhead drove around all the time?
Not really.
Here we are, face to face, a couple of silver spoons.
You know the theme song.
We're two of a kind.
How sad.
Na 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 na, ba na na na. Together, we're going to find our way, you and I, to learn all about those things you just can't buy.
Texas.
Yeah, all right.
Out of the sovereign, wonderful, beautiful.
Don't mess with Texas.
George Bush probably loves silver spoons. Hey, Ricky Schroeder's funny.
Rick.
I'm sorry.
No, right?
He's serious.
He's a serious actor.
He seriously got them magic underwears on.
Didn't he show his ass off on Law and Order or something?
Oh, yeah. And so did What's-His-Face. That was the best. What's his name?
Sipowicz.
Not from Law and Order. NYPD Blue. Dennis France. He's so amazing. You never watch that, right?
I have never seen that. That's one of those I should just start watching.
Yeah, it's worth going back. I mean, Dennis France is amazing, but there's this scene where he has this thing where he gets prostate cancer, and you go through like his whole thing where he goes through the rehabilitation from the surgery and everything, and he gradually is able to get his penis working again.
Mm.
And I don't know how they did it on national television, but there's a scene where Sipowicz, his wife, by the way, way too hot for Dennis France. I mean, nice. You saw his wife on that show, and you're like, is he blind? Is she blind? Because Dennis France, I'm not trying to be a dick. How would you describe him? He looks like the Penguin from Batman.
He's a big fat Midwestern guy.
From Twins. Yeah. He looks like a tall Danny DeVito, kind of. There's a scene where she takes off her clothes, gets in the shower with him, and starts like jacking him off.
Oh,
in the shower.
What channel was this on?
69. It was on NBC or whatever. Whatever NYPD Blue was on. But man, that was the most artfully shot shower hand job in the history of television.
It's amazing they got away with it.
I was eating during that, and I had to stop.
And now, of course, we. That wouldn't fly, I'm sure.
No, God, no. Please.
You know, what about the children?
Ugh.
Gasp.
Right. Your pervy kids? Please.
So Williamson County, Texas, a judge ruled that a lawsuit can go forward. There's enough evidence for this guy went, Robert Lloyd, went to apply for a job as a constable.
Right. God, I don't know if anybody heard what was going on just then, but I got this cord that, whenever I move my chair, it gets tangled under. We need a Kickstarter. Can we do something about this cord? I mean, can we have an intern? No one!
I have something to dress your cord for you?
I keep rolling over it! Okay, I'm sorry. Fucking news story.
Do you want to go? Should we go to a different one?
No. I had a problem with the fucking cord. It's loud.
I thought you didn't like the story.
No, I love the story. The cord. You didn't see what was going on?
I did.
I had the cord wrapped around my fucking chair four times.
It's kind of a visual, so.
No, it's not good.
We're on the radio. The
sorry.
Williamson County Precinct 3 Constable's Office.
Oh God. Horrible.
Robert Lloyd went to interview there. And he said that during the interview,
right,
he said that he was asked about his views on marriage.
Okay.
About his views on religion.
Man and woman.
About his views on abortion.
Pro-life.
They also have video.
Okay.
Showing Williamson County Commissioner Lisa Berkman and other commissioners admitting,
yes,
that they asked these applicants about abortion,
right,
and marriage. She said in her deposition, "I asked a question on their view of gay marriage to all the applicants and their view on abortion."
What?
He said that they discovered that the commissioners were refusing to hire people who were not Baptists. At least two other applicants have come forward saying they were also asked these religious questions by these commissioners, these county commissioners.
They were for the government.
Saying, one guy said, you could see they actually took notes about gay marriage and abortion responses. Said that in their political religious opinion, his response was not definitive, saying, so you could see this actually, you could see it actually affected how he was, if he was chosen or not.
It's fucking nuts.
They said with their answers, and, the constables said, or the city council, county council said, well, their answers weren't definitive enough.
Good God. What is this story from Afghanistan?
So now they're saying that this judge looked into it and he's going to let the lawsuit go forward. He says there's enough evidence to show that this little Taliban council in fucking Williamson County.
Oh, that's so stupid.
It's not only a regular old Jesus bias.
Whoa.
But their church, if you don't go to the church they go to, one person said, you can't have a job as a public employee in Williamson County,
right,
Texas.
Yeah, because you don't understand. If you're not Baptist, if you're not dunked, if you're not submerged under the water for your baptism, and then you aren't saved, then you are burning in hell, right, baby. So, I mean, you
how
know.
Do they justify this? How is this not the mullahs,
I know,
in Iran.
It's laughable.
Doing the exact same thing.
It's fucking laughable.
But there's more of us here.
That's the point, you fucking asshole. And why, you know, I this is what I never understood about religion. Like, is it fun?
What, religion?
Yeah, is it particularly fun? I mean, when you go to church on Sunday.
Youth group, when they're indoctrinating kids, usually make it fun,
be
right?
Be careful in that Catholic youth group.
You have all kinds of activities and shit.
Yeah. Running away from the priest. I mean,
let's play Father Don't Rape Me.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I just don't know what's fun about it.
Well, I don't think it's supposed to be fun.
I know. It's just an odd thing to be caught up in. I'm like, you could just say, okay.
These are the people that believe that suffering is good, right?
Yeah,
that,
but
you're supposed to suffer.
But, dude, that's the great thing about being an atheist. You just all of a sudden say, that's all bullshit. I don't have to worry about that now.
Right.
No one's keeping score. It's insane. There's not a baseball card for my life. And on the back, you look at the stats. Like, he batted below 200 in humanity. He's going to burn in hell.
Right. Nobody gives a shit.
Nobody cares.
So that is what's going on there with that jerk off.
Yeah.
Those jerk offs in Texas.
That's a particularly crazy story.
Well, right.
Surprising.
And then they're being persecuted. That's what's going to be the story.
You know, but the Baptists are particularly crazy, I kind of think. Because I told you, in my hometown, was, you know, not a small town, but it was a suburb. There's Methodist and there's Baptist.
Right.
And the Baptists think the Methodists are going to hell because they sprinkle and don't fucking dunk.
That's amazing.
It's dumb.
It's also crazy.
Everything else is the same kind of, you know. The Baptists, too, I mean, they carry on like nobody's business.
Right.
Dude, I mean, like the end of the service when people like want to get right with God, it's time to go. You've been there an hour. Ugh. And then you'd see two fat asses waddle down to the altar and start praying and crying. And they're asking to be saved. And blah, blah, blah. It's like, oh, shit, you're making me wait for this divine thing that's happening for you that doesn't exist. You're just upset or you're dumb or the preacher has, you know. I don't know how it happens. There's no fingers of God reaching inside your head and making you have this moment.
Maybe it's not your head that he's reaching his fingers into.
God was giving me a reach around and I became emotional and I made everybody, you know, you got to wait. You can't leave. You can't leave and get to the Crackle Barrel for the fucking Methodists. The Methodists will always beat the Baptists to the Denny's.
Who's getting to the chocolate fountain first?
The Methodists.
Catholics are pretty fast, too. Catholics have shit down to...
Yeah, they don't care.
Well, because every single ceremony is exactly the goddamn same. To the minute.
Marching orders, right?
Except for the homily. And you better hope that you've got you don't have a long-winded guy up there.
Why would you? I mean, it's like they're getting... Okay, the priests are getting paid if they do a 10-minute homily or they get a 20-minute homily, right? You're still getting that check. Well, they're doing a 10-minute one every time.
And if
right.
you're like 4 o'clock mass on Saturday,
oh,
if
God.
If you scoot out right after communion,
burn in hell,
you could be out in 25 minutes.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
So wait, you have to stay for communion because that's the whole point, right? You're taking the host.
You have to eat Jesus's body part.
You swallow or you spit?
Right. Depends on how nice Jesus has been that day. If it's his birthday.
Right.
Then you give him the star.
Jesus can be pretty shitty, you know. I mean, if I was the guy that got attacked by the hammerhead, I'd be like, hey, where were you, God?
We talked about Kim Davis a little bit, and we also, the other day, if you go to crabdiving.com, go to iTunes, go to Stitcher, on a previous episode, we talked about this other jerk face judge in Tennessee, I think it was, who refused to divorce a couple.
I tell you what, man, if I had that judge certain time in my life, I'd take the guy aside and say, listen, I don't know what you got going on here.
You're going to sentence me for battery.
Get me out of this!
Because I'm going to beat the shit out of you.
I'm going to beat the shit out of myself.
So, yeah, some asshole judge decided that he doesn't like the Supreme Court decision. So to be snarky, he refused a couple their divorce after days of testimony and fighting.
Right.
He said, no, I don't think so. And one of the reasons he gave is that because the state now has a fucked up definition of marriage. So if the definition of marriage is so, I'm using my terms,
yes,
fucked up.
Right.
He put it in ridiculous legalese.
Then now I'm getting divorced.
Then obviously, the definition of divorce must also be screwed up. So how can I issue a divorce if we don't even know what the definition is?
It's all nuts. It's like, why am I getting punished because this one guy is uninvolved?
Right.
Now I can't get a fucking divorce. Yeah.
I hope they can sue that motherfucker civilly.
Oh, yeah.
I really do. And take everything he owns. Not only rip his ass off of that bench.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to rip your ass off. Well, we got another one now. This is a dried jizz stain from Marion County, Oregon.
Oof. Wait, Oregon, they're all progressives up there. Like, well, Portlandia.
I was reading the story, and I was reading the comments, and a lot of people were saying
Hipsterville, USA.
That, there. But then they were saying, again, if you drive a half hour out of Hipsterville,
right,
and you're in knuckle dragging cowboy
Bucky
John Wayne, let's kill some homos land.
Right.
This judge is now under investigation because Judge Vance Day.
What the fuck kind of name is that?
Like
my name is Vance Day.
It sounds like a...
he sounds like a weatherman.
Right.
Tell me about the barometric pressure, Vance.
He instructed his staff...
Oh, yes.
You said staff. ...to tell couples that the judge will not perform same-sex marriages.
Okay.
The staffers were instructed to refer same-sex couples to marry other judges who are willing to do that.
Okay. Now, separate but equal.
You can't do that.
You cannot do that. It's one thing you can't do.
That they're saying that he told reporters that he's acting on, quote, deeply held religious beliefs.
Oh, God. It's so exhausting. I think that phrase should be outlawed. It should be illegal to say that. Deeply held religious beliefs.
The spokesman said, it's an exercise of his religious freedom rights under the First Amendment. Because my First Amendment rights to discriminate against anybody, Trump, everybody else, as long as I'm a Christian.
Homophobia is just so fucking stupid. It's just straight up ignorance.
And people are so fucking dumb. In some of these comments, you'll see... people will say, okay, sane people say, okay, a Muslim clerk says, that's it. No driver's license for you because you have a vagina.
Yeah, you eat pork. Fuck you.
You're not wearing a burqa.
Right.
You're not getting your assessment.
Yeah.
Or what, you know, I mean.
Or I'm a Wiccan.
It's all that shit.
I'm a Wiccan, and when I wave my crystal at you, I get a bad vibe. So I'm not going to marry you.
And then they're kind of honest about it. They're like, well, this is a Christian nation. It's not a Muslim nation.
It's not a Christian nation.
Right.
Okay.
And, but they that's their argument against that. You try to say logic to them. Like if it was a Muslim refusing to allow you to do something, you would scream, holy fucking goddamn
absolutely.
Hell.
Sharia law.
And want them dragged out. Well, they can't. They're imposing their Muslimness on us.
I forgot. What state is it? Oh, this is in Oregon.
Oregon.
Holy fuck. This goes on in Oregon?
Right.
You must be shitting me.
But meanwhile, these judges aren't even required to perform marriages. He's just being a dick.
Oh, yeah. They're being an asshole.
But his dickishness now is going to get him in trouble. Because by instructing his staff that even though they do weddings, they're not required to. But he's put out to his staff and said, you know, if it's two beaver bumpers, send them to someone else. Can't do that.
It's against the law.
Cannot do that. So the State Commission on Judicial Fitness and Disability.
Oh, shit. That's weird.
What a weird fitness and disability. It sounds like they got to.
I don't understand.
Like, run a obstacle course, doesn't it?
Right. Judicial fitness. that doesn't mean like physical fitness because. None of those people are.
But what odd wording,
fat
huh?
As fuck. What?
Odd wording.
Oh, it's all strange.
So now he's under an ethics investigation.
Ha, 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 ha.
And rightfully so.
I love it. I love that this homophobia they have, that which, you know, if you wanted to, these guys could wake up tomorrow and just say, you know what? I don't have a problem with gay people. They're people just like me, and they could get married. You could just let go of all that, right?
Yeah,
maybe. I don't know.
Keep hating the sin. Nobody gives a fuck. But it's a civil process. It's like a driver's license. It really is.
Yeah,
that's all it is. They just hate gay people. It's just that we want to be able to hate gay people and treat them different.
Yeah,
is the argument.
By
you
the way,
can't convince anybody convince me it's any other argument than that.
Because the thing is, they don't have gay friends. And they're not gay people are not humanized to these fucking idiots,
right?
For some reason, or they, if they have gay friends, they don't know they're gay.
Right.
They're in the closet, terrified. You know what I mean?
Right.
So when you say, "Oh, this is Randy. He's gay. He's marrying Bill," what they probably think of immediately is like Caligulaville, USA, and everyone's fucking everyone else in the ass.
Well, that's all they think about.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Right?
They don't actually think of two, like,
two people that like hanging out with each other and love each other.
Yeah, they sit around watching Netflix. It's not all butt fucking and goddamn rainbow unicorn dick. You know what I mean?
There might be a lot of butt fucking.
Yeah, but you know what I mean? It's like, that's all they go to. That's all they think
of. Right.
They're fucking each other. So what? Like, you're, hey, by the way, like, your straight sex with your wife is so fucking picturesque.
Well, and they're upset. Yeah. I think they're upset just because.
Right.
They're probably thinking the fact that, you know, men tend to have more of a sex drive. I mean, stereotypically.
Yes.
Than women. So they're probably sitting there thinking, well, those gay guys, that's all they do. They're jealous. They're not, they don't hate them.
Absolutely.
They're jealous that they're fucking all day.
Oh, yeah.
Really quick here. We've only got a couple minutes left on the big show. Do you know? Do you remember the name?
The Big Labor Day Show.
It's our Big Labor Day Show.
Yay.
Walter Palmer?
No.
Dentist?
Okay.
Walter Palmer from Minnesota?
E.
Who likes to kill animals?
Oh, shit. Is this the guy that killed the lion?
Cecil, the lion's murderer. Dentist Walter Palmer.
See, I forgot.
Micro penis from Minneapolis, Minnesota.
See, I thought, I forgot Micro Phallus's name. I shouldn't have.
His first interview, he is insisting he's done nothing wrong and is now going to return to work. You know, he hasn't been able to go back to work.
He killed Cecil the fucking lion.
He said, he's returning to work tomorrow. I have a lot of staff members. I'm a little heartbroken at the disruption in their lives. And I'm a health professional. I need to get back to my staff and my patients. They want me back. That's why I'm back.
They
want to
get paid. You fucked everything up for them.
He said the whole ordeal has been particularly difficult for his wife and daughter, who has received threats on social media.
Well, you know.
I don't understand that level of humanity to come after people not involved at all, he said.
Well, you're a big asshole, and you know, you're attracting other big assholes.
His lawyer again says everything was done properly. This was a legal hunt.
But it wasn't,
for
right?
a lion in Zimbabwe.
Wasn't there,
because of the professionalism of the people who had to help him, a lion was taken. So he's saying they're blaming those guys again, the people in Africa.
Is this correct? This is how I understand this Cecil the Lion bullshit. This guy wanted to kill a lion. Like, hey, we know about this one lion, this old lion that hangs out in the fucking preserve. You can kill him. He's easy to find.
That's usually the way it goes, but like they might have specific animals in line. Which again,
and the tracker was on the thing.
If you're big white Bwana and your masculinity is hinging on somehow going out and for no reason other than getting your fucking jollies, killing a giant beautiful animal.
I am big white Bwana.
Do you want an old sick one?
I don't know. What I mean? Yeah.
I guess you're going to settle for the old sick one.
Right.
No.
It's kind of pussy.
Right.
I agree with you. It's kind of pussy.
It's heinous on all
How
levels.
How about just not?
It's heinous on all levels. There's just no justice.
I would love to go. Well, I mean, you know, take pictures of these animals. Don't fucking shoot them. That's the point, right?
Exactly. I'd love to go on safari with my camera. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back tomorrow, 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5-7 on the Eastern Time Coast. Go to crabdiving.com for everything crab diving. Don't forget our social media on crabdiving.com. Tickle all the blue buttons over there on the left.
Yay!
Brian Pfeiffer, go to @RatedRComedy on the Twitter or RatedRComedy.com. Find out where he's going to be doing his comedy.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter @VileExperience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
And we'll be back tomorrow, everybody.
TTFN.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.